T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. What is something you are willing to spend the night in jail over that money can buy? 713-572-4610. And I ain't talking about no spending years in prison and stuff like that.
You're talking about
just,
county.
Yeah, just one night.
One night. That's not nothing.
Not even a full 24 hours.
No, it's not nothing, but it's better than prison.
Yeah,
county jail.
And so what sparked this question for me is it was a story going on, I want to say it's in South Florida, about a man who worked in a restaurant. And this is what happened. This guy's a chef at a restaurant. And this is the story courtesy of Local 10 News in South Florida.
A chef apparently cooking up some trouble that landed him behind bars, all allegedly over stolen cookbooks. 50-year-old Carlos Gottberg is accused of swiping three recipe books from the Mordisco restaurant in Doral where he worked. According to an arrest form, those recipe books contained instructions specific to the business related to menu items used in the day-to-day operations. After looking at in-kitchen surveillance, staff found out that Gottberg swiped two recipe books on October 12th and another on October 19th. Gottberg was arrested Monday night a few blocks away at a second restaurant he worked at, a smoothie and sandwich shop. Witnesses there tell me three Doral officers came in to arrest him and that Gottberg appeared very calm. Police say he confessed to the thefts and was charged with theft of trade secrets.
Whatever he wanted, or I guess he's planning on starting another business.
That's
or something,
it.
Man.
Starting
it must have been
place.
That KFC secret recipe
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola recipe or
yeah.
whatever it is.
Yeah, so before we get to that, I love
that he wanted to make sure. He went that first time, got a couple of books. He's like, hey, you know, I can go one more.
You know what's interesting to me as I'm listening to this? They wouldn't have even had to gone to the surveillance tape because they wouldn't have known they were gone if you just take pictures. Just use your phone, man.
Yeah, you could.
I guess that's
that.
True.
Just take pictures.
I guess that's true. But
criminals are dumb.
Yeah. I mean, at least he ain't put up a fight afterwards. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, you got me.
He's
yeah.
like, fair trade.
Yeah.
fair
yeah,
trade.
Yeah. So actually, before we get to some answers, I actually dug up this audio. I actually found the audio of, I guess, the restaurant owner and the chef that mm-hmm. took that cookbook and the recipe and all that stuff. And here's the back and forth of what happened between the two.
Let it be known that on this day, I, Sheldon J. Plankton, single-handedly overthrew the Krusty Krab.
Plankton, wait. You can't look at the formula.
Begging won't help.
I'm telling you, you won't be able to handle the truth. There's some things in this world that weren't meant for mortal eyes.
I don't care. Drum roll, please. Finally, after all these years, I'm about to find out what makes a Krabby Patty taste so good.
The old Krusty Krab.
Yeah, man.
So, Lopez, what you know about SpongeBob?
Oh, I had kids. That was in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, so apparently you got a real life plankton.
Yeah.
Just really trying to get that recipe.
That's hilarious.
So 713-572-4610. I started thinking, man, what is something you willing to spend the night in jail over that?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about something you could buy or some type of specific item or
and
anything
not like,
let's
eliminate like a woman.
Yeah,
because everybody's going to say, hey, you know.
From the 832, is Shakira in my isolation, isolation shell okay?
Very, very predictable.
Yeah, so this is what I came up with.
Okay.
Learning how to make Lopez brisket.
Dude, I can teach you.
What? No, I want to make it exactly the same. I ain't talking about just, hey, just give me the.
I can show you.
And also, it's a compliment, too, man.
Thank you very much.
It's a compliment.
It is.
I will stay the night in jail just to make the exact same brisket you know how to make.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. And you would probably have to come over for several hours because it's a process.
Are you an overnight brisket guy?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I do others sometimes, but by and large, overnight. Yeah.
I think it's totally worth it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it. Another.
You don't have to spend the night. You can come back in the morning. But
No. See, he's got to. The night will be spent in jail and he'll come back in the morning and finish that.
Okay, we can do that.
Is one night in jail gonna get me to Texas in the AFC Championship, or do I have to do a whole weekend?
That was next on my list.
Okay, let me hear the rest of your list.
So, Texans get to an AFC Championship, I will stay the night in jail.
100%. And that's more just selfish.
No, and that's
the Super Bowl.
Not even the Super Bowl.
I agree.
If you wanted them to get to an AFC Championship game,
mm-hmm.
I would stay the night. And I'm not talking about 24 hours or anything.
Yeah.
You got me for 24? Like I said, I might go to weekend for that. Because that's selfishly.
Not Super Bowl weekend.
Selfishly, that is fantastic content right here on Sports Radio 610. Y'all do that?
Where is that?
Yeah. The other thing is, this one kind of more recent. I think I'd stay the night for Nick Cayley to be gone.
This is good.
For Shanahan or Kubiak
guy. Okay.
So I don't want them to be
gone. Just a guy or not? Why not just for Shanahan?
Yeah.
Look, we ain't going to get Shanahan. But
spending a night in jail. You better be looking.
Give me that Shanahan offense or that Kubiak offense. For Nick Cayley to be gone, I don't want to sit in jail for them to get another Patriots guy.
Oh, for sure, no, absolutely.
Yeah, just bring me that offense back.
The first part of that is intriguing, and you're not alone. Just Nick Cayley gone, you know.
Just Nick. Yeah, Cayley but gone. I feel like we learned after last year that that's not enough. You got to assure the backside.
Yeah.
And that's how you end up. That's how you end up with Cayley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing, this is more of an item. I feel like this kind of. Maybe it do make sense. I would stay the night in jail if I could learn how to speak Spanish.
Oh, absolutely.
Fluently.
Oh, if I could do that instead of doing all these lessons?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd do it as well. Again, I'd go a weekend for that.
That's very much like mine. I would spend the night in jail if I could wake up and know how to play the piano. I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano. And if I knew how to play the piano, I would spend the night in jail.
Did you see my eyes? I was judgmental for a half second, but I was like, you know what? I can't tell you how what you desire.
No.
Hey, that's very impressive though. Just imagine being at some type of little fancy dinner and they got the piano just then.
I just like
hey,
it. I just
here,
love
let me
it.
Go over there. You start playing some fancy type stuff.
I took lessons for like 3 months when I was in college and barely got going. And then obviously life gets in the way, work, all that stuff. But I'd love to learn, you know, how to play the piano.
Hey, there's a few people who have stories in their lives. Because one said that they'd spend a night in jail to kick their girl's father's ass. And then somebody said that they spend a night in jail to kick both of their brothers-in-law's asses. And I'm just like,
wow,
hey, man. The family drama is fantastic. Like, I'm sure, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving here in a second. I'm sure you guys are in for a fun month here.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty. I'm like, man, I can't do it now, but I would spend a night in jail to do it.
I'm not asking y'all to tell me or anything because I'm definitely not telling my own. But do y'all have a list of people that if it was legal, y'all would kick their ass?
Doesn't everybody?
Okay, I wanted to make sure I was not a psychopath because I definitely got one of those.
I don't think I do, to be honest. I don't think I have.
I would have to think about it. I'm sure there's somebody.
Maybe in a moment I might have that moment, but like I don't have a list right now of people I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a number of sports ones that I think people have, but you know, I think I actually, it's not a long list. I want to make that clear,
mm-hmm.
but I do have a list of people that I'm like, I would if I could. I don't feel so strongly enough that I actually want to pay the consequences right now, but you know, if the consequences were very minimal,
mm-hmm.
I could go for it.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So we always hear about the stories of people who, I guess, been dating for a long time and eventually get married, and they wait till marriage to do some things with their wife. They hold out until marriage.
To finish the job.
Go apple picking?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so.
Somebody said kick the Astros medical stats.
Yeah, they'd be in jail for, might be longer than that, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so how do you feel about this? So a couple waited to share their first kiss.
I think that's a lie.
At their wedding.
He said it's a lie?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, do you think that's too much?
That's a lie.
How long did they were they together?
It would that's have to be. It would have to be about 3 weeks for me.
They didn't kiss. I call BS.
No, some people. Some people's belief system goes that deep.
So kissing.
So when the reverend or whoever said you may kiss the bride, that was their first time ever kissing.
Man,
I mean, more power to them because they got a will. Way stronger than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, I really hope that that works out because there's a lot of road from kissing on that could be end up being a thing that ends up creating resentment. And that's the last thing that I'd want.
This is a real story, Figgy?
Yeah.
They waited. What?
Okay. All right. That's crazy. That statement and what it implies is insane. I want you to retract it. I want you to take it back. That's crazy. That is a crazy question to ask. Okay. I want that noted.
Read the story. Does it say kiss like on, you know, like a regular kiss?
Y'all wild on
it. It said the married couple have never kissed before their wedding ceremony.
Kissed what?
Okay, you don't have to ask it a second time. Have they hugged? Like, is this all intimacy? You know what I mean? Like, have they held hands?
Yeah.
Is this an arranged marriage? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, probably was the first time when they got up to the altar. Or unless it was like some type of coming to America marriage where you first see her at the altar.
I still call BS.
That is, Lopez, you old sinner, you. Shout out to Sonny Steve. Yeah, that feels pretty extreme, but, you know, who am I to tell people how to live their lives? Mm-hmm. I just, really and truly, I wish for them that they don't find a level of resentment.
It's strong people, man.
Because it feels like there's a lot of things that could get you to a place where you're like, I resent you because I did
hell,
this.
Hell, I'll be trying to kiss on the first date.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So let me go right here. So tonight, NBA season kicked off already.
Mm-hmm.
We done seen the new Inside the NBA on ESPN, we didn't see.
Don't get used to it.
NBA on NBC, we see all that good stuff. But we haven't really talked about NBA on Amazon.
NBA on Amazon.
Yeah. NBA on Amazon, and I actually had the theme song right here. Do you want to hear the theme song?
Yeah, man.
I want you guys to grade this theme song.
Just a blaze beat.
It do. I'm just waiting on Jay-Z to rap.
Right, that's 100%. Rock boys in the building tonight.
It's Sounds like it would grow on me. Sounds like it's all right. You like it?
I think it's cool. I think it's just a fire beat. It sounds like a beat to rap on.
It does feel like they pulled this off of YouTube where it's just, it said Just Blaze type beat.
Yeah.
And they pulled it and they were like, we could do this.
Yeah.
I do wonder, how does it feel when you actually have it in context of like, what are they? Are they going to go full NBC where there's like a montage of plays that then take you into that? Because I think that that could make it feel even bigger. Like, I think Round Ball Rock, it was a fantastic composition, but the nostalgia of all of the things that come with it and the Bob Costas, you know, setting the scene for you, leading into it. Like, I think that those things helped make the audio hit you a different way. Yeah. So I want to feel that context.
It's funny you both said that it sounds like a beat, you know, to rap to, because I was in my head, I was thinking, this sounds like you're supposed to talk over it, you know, from Oklahoma City, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, play, you could almost do like, live from Houston Tech. You know, it sounds like you're supposed to be talking over it.
A matchup between the Rockets and the Pistons, a battle of the Thompson twins, KD's first game at home. You're listening to Amazon Prime with NBA Basketball. Yeah, it does feel like
right?
That's right there.
Yeah.
I felt good doing that too. I like that.
But it's perfect for that. That's how I heard it.
Man, this sounds like a Jay-Z beat to me.
It really 100%.
I'm still sticking with Jay-Z.
Just Blaze. Hove.
You crazy for this one? Yeah, it does. It does.
It's both.
Honestly, I don't have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there's a workaround that I have for Thursday.
Oh,
night.
How was that?
It's actually not that. It's not illegal. It's Amazon Prime, because you know Amazon owns everything, and including that is Twitch. They actually stream the Thursday night football game on their Prime Video Twitch. I do wonder if they'll do that the same with NBA. And I was like, is this going to force me to get there now that we have another live sports thing that I'm going to be watching regularly? Like, am I going to be forced to get to that place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy. Man. All right. There you go. Another Figgy's mixtape. Another fantastic one, in fact, right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of texts happening, and I don't know how many of them I should read, so I will just not. Appreciate you guys rocking with this, and I hope that you're getting ready to rock with the fellas of the Drive. They are out at Walk-Ons in spring, and that's who we will talk to here in a second. But before we do that, we've got to draft the weekend. We'll do all of that next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.